color television turned 50 this year. It was not a huge success in its first 10 years. By 1964, 95% of Americans still did their viewing in black and white. Recent moves by the Federal Communications Commission against indecent content has commentator Bob Thompson worried that we're reverting to a less colorful time.
Let's face it. Most television in the 50s and 60s just didn't need color. Father Knows Best and The Untouchables made more sense in black and white. Color only caught on when the programs themselves began to change. It wasn't just blues and reds and greens that made color TV. It was colored by the language of sex and politics. Shows like Laugh-In and All in the Family defied the rules that had kept television so squeaky clean. Now, a half century after the Federal Communications Commission made a ruling that put the color into television, it's on a tear to take some of it out again. Broadcast executives recently met with FCC commissioners and members of Congress to discuss the issue of the day, indecency. Two notable ideas emerged. One was a proposal to recreate a voluntary code of good practice. The other, a demand that cable and satellite TV be held to the same standards as the over-the-air stations. For 30 years, the original code of good practice prohibited all kinds of things: insensitive portrayals of marriage and family, the sounds as well as the sights of sexual acts, even scenes involving hypnosis. But when this code was scrapped in 1982, the quality of some American television got better, a lot better. Creating a new code might make television better for young children, but it also might make it worse for everybody else. And extending indecency rules to cable and satellite channels could make raunchy but worthy programs like South Park and The Sopranos impossible. When Dorothy entered the wonderful world of color in The Wizard of Oz, she encountered many new things that would have greatly distressed the folks back home. Sure, she elected to return to her black and white farm, but Oz was a lot more interesting. Since Janet Jackson played the Super Bowl, millions of Americans would like to click their heels and return television to the more rigid standards of the past. But there are certainly other millions, like me, not speaking as loudly perhaps, who would prefer to watch in color, happy not to be in Kansas anymore.
Those are the comments of Bob Thompson, director of the Center for the Study of Popular Television at Syracuse. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.